is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 26th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of Joseph Campbell, New York City, 1904, as a little boy when he saw Buffalo Bill's Wild West Riders in a performance and decided he'd learn everything there was to know about Indians. Then turned to studying Arthurian legend, stories of the Holy Grail. He was studying for his PhD, but he abandoned that and he went to live in a shack, where for 5 years he continued to read, and in 1949 he published a monumental study of mythology called The Hero with a Thousand Faces, tracing the theme of the spiritual quest in mythology. A big influence on many writers, including Robert Bly and George Lucas, who said that he never would have been able to make Star Wars without Joseph Campbell. It was on this day in 1920 This Side of Paradise was published, which launched a 23-year-old writer named F. Scott Fitzgerald to fame and fortune. He'd started the book 3 years before. It was called The Romantic Egotist. It got turned down. He wrote a new version called The Education of a Personage. That was turned down as well. And then he came back to his parents' home in St. Paul, where he took a room up in the garret and pinned the galley proofs to the wall and revised it for 3 months. Sent it in to Scribner's on September 4th, 1919, and 2 weeks later got an acceptance letter from Maxwell Perkins and ran out into the street and stopped cars to tell them that he was now a published author, almost. It's the birthday of the playwright Tennessee Williams, born Thomas Lanier Williams in Columbus, Mississippi, 1911. Family moved to St. Louis when the boy was 12, lived in a crowded tenement building. Around that time, they began to suspect that Williams' older sister, Rose, was mentally ill. She was very shy and reclusive. After high school, Williams went to work at a shoe store, worked there for 2 years. Barely slept at all. He was working by day and writing by night. Finally had a breakdown and decided to make a break with his family. Traveled around the country for several years writing, and then in 1943 learned that his sister Rose had been given a prefrontal lobotomy in an attempt to cure her mental illness. He was disturbed by the news, and it inspired him to finish a play he'd been thinking about for a long time, based on his own family, a play which became The Glass Menagerie, produced in 1944. And it's the birthday of Robert Frost, the poet, born in San Francisco, 1874. His father was a journalist. He was a hard drinker, died of TB when the boy was just 11 years old. The family moved back to New England. Robert Frost did not do well in college, dropped out of Dartmouth, then out of Harvard, didn't take a degree, wanted to marry his high school sweetheart, tried to impress her with some poems he'd written. She was not impressed. He thought about drowning himself, finally married her, supported himself as a teacher for a few years. Then in 1900, they lost their first child. He went into despair. His grandfather took pity on him, bought him a farm in Derry, New Hampshire. Frost didn't care for farming, but it gave him something to write about. And it was in those years on the farm that he began to write the poems that would make his name, that came out in his first two collections, A Boy's Will and North of Boston, 1913-1914. Which contained many of Frost's early masterpieces, Mending Wall, After Apple Picking, Home Burial. And by 1915, he was being hailed as the greatest American poet of his generation. Here's a poem by Robert Frost on his birthday, a poem entitled Away. Now I, out walking the world desert, and my shoe and my stocking do me no hurt. I leave behind good friends in town, let them get well wined and go lie down. Don't think I leave for the outer dark like Adam and Eve put out of the park. Forget the myth. There is no one I am put out with or put out by. Unless I'm wrong, I but obey the urge of a song. I'm bound away, and I may return if dissatisfied with what I learn from having died. Robert Frost's poem, Away. From the collected poems, prose, and plays published by the Library of America and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.